Welcome to Speak. Emmanuel Acho is off today, but we're going to keep it moving. Big game last night. We're going to get into it. Fox NFL analyst T.J. Hushmanzadeh is here with us. Super Bowl champion James Jones and two-time Super Bowl champion and Eagles all-time leading rusher Shady McCoy. Two times. Ready?
Acho still get paid? He still get paid?
We have off days.
I wish you the joy on Miami Beach. I'm in that Miami. Enjoy that, brother. I wish I could be there with you. Some of us gotta work.
We did talk about the beach. You'll see that on social.
You ready to get into it,
Shady?
I'm off today,
but you gonna work.
I like to work.
Let's get to first and 10. The Eagles were seconds away from a win last night, but Seahawks scored the go-ahead touchdown, then sealed the win with an interception on Jalen Hurts. Philly now has lost three straight. And after the game, Hurts appeared to call out his team. Let's take a listen.
I've been talking about execution all year. Been on the same page. Everyone been on the same page. And we didn't execute. I don't think we were committed enough. Just got to turn it around. It's a challenge that we have to embrace.
The vibes are down in Philly, Shady.
He's sick.
Yes. He does sound sick. Okay. Jay, are you okay with Jalen Hurts calling the Eagles out?
I'm okay with it. I think for all of us that know Jalen and don't know him, but they see him on interviews and see how he carries himself, and I think he's a leader, right? And it's times where he doesn't play well, and he says that. He has to be better as well. If you call out your teammates or coaches and you call yourself, I have no problem with it. I had a chance to play with Tom Brady, right? And you see all the videos of him yelling at the linemen and yelling at the coaches and all that. But you actually being on the field and being on the sideline when he's doing it, and it's all like positive, right? Let's go, guys, let's get this together. Step your game up or this and that. And call other guys different words. Can't say on TV, right? But it was more of encouraging. Like, let's get this thing going. And he talked about, hey, we're not right now, we're all not committed. Mm. And if you're not committed, you will not get to the Super Bowl. And the thing is, he's been there, right? As an underdog. People wasn't screaming Jalen Hurts. I wasn't, right? Last year, he made me a believer. And he's getting better and better and better every year. And for him to say that we're not committed, it means something. And I don't know if it's players. I don't know if it's coaches. I don't know who it is. But it's somebody in the locker room. It may be more than just one person, right? And you can see the way we're playing. We're not playing like we played last year. So for him to say that, I totally agree. My only question is, it's cool to talk about it.
Right.
I need you to fix it.
Be about it.
If you, whoever it is, Nick Sirianni, whoever it is, let's fix this thing because we got all this talent. And one thing about football, it don't owe you nothing.
No.
Either seize the moment now or you'll forever have no championship or no champions.
Mm. James?
I don't mind it at all. I just wish he would have done it earlier. And remember, we sat up here on this set, and we like the Philadelphia Eagles all year been saying we ain't been playing our best football.
Yeah.
All the guys was coming out saying that, but they were winning. And we all was saying winning covers up a lot of stuff. Now that they're not winning, a three-game losing streak, you got coaches, not fired, but relieved of your duties from calling plays, go sit up in the box while this dude calls plays. You know, you got your quarterback coming out saying not committed? This ain't week 3, Shady.
It ain't.
This week 15, 16.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
TJ, this week 15, 16, you talking about not committed? The playoffs is like tomorrow. And you talking about not committed. That ain't something that changes overnight. Execution, we work on that. We get to practice. That's committed? That sounds like he talking to certain cats on the team that y'all got to do more. When I look at him talking up there, when you talk about commitment, and we talking about that in week 16, that's not a good look right there for Jalen Hurts, for the Philadelphia Eagles. Nobody. That ain't a good look when you talk committed. One thing about Jalen Hurts, though, he always starts with him. And he says that 24-7, but not committed. And you talking about the football team in week 16, that's a problem, TJ.
I'm okay with him saying what he said. But it's like three-game losing streak. We not committed.
Mm.
Did it take you to lose three games in a row to figure this out? This has been showing itself all season, but now a game that we controlled. We controlled this game last night.
Yes, they did.
But we lost. We not committed now.
Mm.
And when you say that, the guys that you're saying, they know exactly who they are. They know, he talking about me. They know who they are. Yeah. Now, if you approach them when you're winning, they cool with it. Yeah. You can't approach them now because they're going to feel like you singling me out like I'm the reason we're losing. And that's the problem. You do it when you're winning, they'll take that. But when you do it after this three-game losing streak and after what you said, they're going to feel like you're trying to point the finger at them. And that's where I agree with James and Shady as well. Handle it, that situation, and you approach that players, coach or coaches when you're winning because they take that in a different way. The Eagles have a good team, but they in trouble.
But my thing is, when you talk about commitment, that's not something that showed up last week. Like, if I say Joy ain't committed to the show, that's something that we've been looking at for weeks, right?
Right.
If I say Shady ain't committed to the show, that's something like, that's for weeks. That ain't like Shady walked in here yesterday, oh, Shady ain't committed. That So for to say that, that's like you've been seeing it and you ain't said nothing.
But this is also sort of a blanket statement for losing. Like, when you're losing, it's committed, it's effort. Like, and sometimes that's it. Sometimes it's just a whole list of other things that can't necessarily be fixed. Mm-hmm. They look bad, and they didn't look bad for 1 week or 2 weeks. 3 weeks now, they have looked bad. You can talk about how things went in the game, but you lost.
Yeah.
And earlier in the season, these were the games that you were winning. Mm-hmm. So whatever was working then that you weren't correcting those people who weren't committed, it's not working now. They look awful. They look lost. They look like they have no identity, and they're playing some of their worst football as you're going into the postseason. Now, they're still going into the postseason, so there is some silver lining in all of this, I suppose. If you continue to play badly, at least you've locked in your position in the playoffs. But it's not acceptable to be playing this way at this point in the season. How bad of a loss was this for the Eagles?
It was a bad loss. Bad. Just because we controlled 90% of the game, we were dominant, right? Like, I felt like we were winning that game no matter what. It was, 7-0, then it got 7-3, then 10-3. Like, I just knew we were going to win that game. It came down to we scored 14-10. So I was like, when we couldn't score and the defense kept holding them, that's when I got nervous. Uh-oh. Because you only could hold them for so long.
Yeah. Right.
Right? They got some players over there. And when you asked me, is it a bad loss? Yeah, we needed this game. The Cowboys, lost. Dak Prescott went back to knowing, being the guy that we thought he was. And they lost. Got smoked, actually. And then what do? We lost. We lose. We had that game. So it was a bad loss. And another thing about the Eagles I don't like is, even if we're not committed, we was winning when we wasn't committed. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, we weren't committed. We were still beating them teams. We still beat the Bills uncommitted. We still beat them other guys. Yeah. So why we lose this game? What's the reason for that?
It's all catching
execution.
Up,
we just didn't play well. We didn't close that game out. We got to close them type of games and win them type of games.
It's also compounding because the 49ers loss was bad, but the 49ers have beaten a lot of teams that way.
Yeah.
So, okay, you could, bad, but we could recover. Then you lose to the Cowboys.
Smoke.
So now.
Smoked by
the Cowboys.
We got smoked by the Niners too. So you got smoked in back-to-back weeks. And now that Niners loss is worse because you're compounding it. Now you add the Seahawks to it.
Mm.
So it's like, one of these games, two of these games as losses might have been bad, but now it's a collective of not only a streak, but these are some of the best teams in the conference, and you're adding to the consequences of it because, yes, you are in the postseason, but you slipped out of being at the top of the NFC and could potentially slip out of winning the division. So these losses do have big repercussions.
Who we got next?
The Giants.
Y'all got the Giants coming out.
All right, listen. I know they got the Italian stallion and quarterback and all
Cardinals.
That. We got to win this game. I don't want
Cardinals.
Rocky Balboa coming out there with the hat, throwing a touchdown. We got to win that game. This is going to get bad if we don't.
How confident you are.
James, how bad is this loss?
This is very bad. And the reason why it's very bad is, as I had it circled right here, nothing changed. The offense looked the same. No movement. They put A.J. Brown in the slot a couple times.
Well, we did run with more with Jalen, though. A little bit more running with Jalen.
A little bit more design runs, but nothing changed, right? Defensively, what are you? Nothing changed, right? He tried to sit back. He tried to say, let's play some coverage. No pressure. It was one sack in the football game, right?
Yeah.
No pressure. And that one had to be challenged, right? So nothing changed for the Philadelphia Eagles. You're on a two-game losing streak going into Seattle, and you come in there with the same game plan as nothing changed? That signs of bad coaching. Like, you just think your players are going to bail you out of this situation? You have to help them, right? A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith is out there fighting one-on-one coverage. Double team coverage lined up at the same exact spot. It was no movement plays with Jalen Hurts getting outside the pocket to throw the ball. None of that. So for me, this is a bad, bad loss because you walked into this game saying it's the Seahawks. We finna beat them down, right? They just coming off of two bad losses. We gonna bounce back and nothing changed. Kind of like Nick Sirianni said in his presser, right? We gonna do what we do and it ain't working and they not changing. And this was a bad, bad loss. 92 yards.
And they don't
Drew Lock down the football field.
But hold up. The defense played a little better though. Can you say
they
that?
They did play a little bit better.
Because on third down, we've been awful. We've been last, right? And I felt like there were some different things I didn't see. I haven't seen Hassan Reddick line up over the center, right? You never see that.
Yeah.
That was something different to see. So we did some different things on defense that I liked. I mean, honestly, I liked the way the defense played. Just that the last drive killed
me. But they was against a backup quarterback, too. Kudos to Drew Lock for doing what he had to do, but it was a backup quarterback, too.
I mean, Geno M's like,
Nah.
I don't think it's a bad loss at all.
Oh.
I don't, because...
Good man.
When we all think the Niners are a really good team.
They're the best.
When they lost those three games in a row, everybody was like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Eagles, every week is independent of itself.
They didn't have their players, though.
They handle their business against the Giants, and they handle their business against the Cardinals, and they handle their business again against the Giants in impressive fashion. We're going to say going into the playoffs, oh, the Eagles look like they're ready to roll into the playoffs. And so they can change the narrative. They're still going to be in the playoffs.
I agree.
The last three games... Defense is giving up 32 points a game. That's the problem. That's the defense.
How many?
32 points a game in this three-game losing streak. That is the biggest problem. You're into the playoffs. We all know they're going to win these next three games, and they should win them in impressive fashion.
Yeah, we are.
And then the narrative will be the Eagles look good heading into the playoffs. That's what's going
to be said. I can see momentum.
I can see the momentum conversation coming up, but will we forget what we saw in these three games against the best teams?
Yes, because y'all do it every week with the Cowboys.
If it's impressive, yes.
Y'all do it every week with the Cowboys. They smoke. But, they beat them by 80. Oh, my God. They're the greatest team ever to play football.
They win and
shoot, they lose.
If it's impressive, I can see that.
But give us the same love.
Thank you, Joy. If it's
Thank
impressive.
You what?
No, if it's impressive. No.
Is that what you're talking about?
He's like, thank you, Joy.
It can't be no 17-10 victory over the Giants. It got to be you smoke the Giants. They ain't no confidence beating the Giants 13-10.
No.
So you got to play the right football.
It has to be an impressive victory.
For me to get some confidence in them, because I think they done.
Outside of the defense playing better, obviously, how concerning is Jalen Hurts?
I mean, he got 17 turnovers. That's tied for the most in the National Football League. We praise Jalen Hurts for taking care of the ball and being smart with the football.
That's true.
And that turned into wins for Jalen Hurts. Lately, he's been turning the football over, and even as great as a winner he is, he's losing football games now. And this started from game number one, right? It started early with him not taking care of the football. And then when you listen to him talk and they say, what was you thinking? I was just trying to take a shot. What you mean? Like, Jalen Hurts, one of your best attributes was taking care of the football, making smart decisions. He's not doing it. Tied for first, 17 takeaways. If this was another quarterback,
anybody
and I don't want to bring him in on that, we'd be
anybody on the team
dogging.
Like that, it's a problem. If anybody on that team is thinking what you just said, it's a problem.
How can't you think?
Because we're not committed. We not this. We not that. Oh. Bruh, look in the mirror.
Ooh.
If they think like that, that's a problem.
But he did start with himself, though.
Yeah.
But he ain't playing with
it. Yeah, he took accountability. Yeah. I don't have a problem at all with him calling his team out. You lost three in a row. You got smoked in two of them, and you just lost to a backup quarterback. You should be saying something detrimental about your team. You're not good right now.
Yeah.
You're not playing at the level that you're expected to play. You were an all-pro last year, an MVP runner-up last year. You were in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Nobody expects these kind of performances, particularly at this point in the season from the Eagles. And it's unacceptable. So he should be calling them out. And he did start with himself, which is why I have no problem doing it. The turnovers are concerning, though. And you're right. Like, we talked a lot about Dak Prescott and all the turnovers that he had last year. We talked a lot about Josh Allen turning the ball over and being inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout this season, we've been waiting for Jalen Hurts to correct this.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't.
Let me ask y'all a question, though. You think he's hurt?
I do think he's hurt.
Even when he runs, he don't look the same.
Yes, I think he's been hurt. I think he's been hurt for a long time.
Yeah,
I think he's been hurt for most
just
of the season.
Just toughing it out.
But that can't be.
No, you're right. Everybody's hurt.
You know how that goes.
I'm just thinking like.
No, I think he's been hurt for a while.
For the quarterback, it's different, though, if you hurt for the quarterback.
Especially a mobile.
I think any other position, we all gonna be banged up.
But a lot of these turnovers ain't mobile.
They not. Now
his
not.
Arm ain't hurt.
How we
but
know?
No, no, no. If you think about
this,
arm times where he may get out, get outside the pocket and run.
His arm ain't hurt. I see his knee got a brace on it and
all that. But wait, how you know he only sleep? How you know that right now he got to sleep on the couch because he can't sleep on the right?
Well, look,
you don't know that.
I don't
times
know that.
That he may get out of the pocket and create things. Maybe he's just throwing the ball because he doesn't feel comfortable doing what he's always done.
Hell, he don't
look the same.
He don't look the same outside the pocket.
He's injured.
But they designing runs for him though.
But he's not. He doesn't.
I mean,
have
you got it. That's one of it. See, this is the thing though. People's like, well, if he's hurt, why is he running? That's one of his attributes that make him a special player.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. But if he's like AJ Brown said in his presser, they ain't got no time to be worried about who's sick and all that type stuff. That's excuses. That's what he's saying. That's excuses.
Okay, now I'm starting to see the disconnect a little bit.
You feel me?
That's what he said.
He said that. They asked him, man, Jalen Hurts. Hey,
I don't believe you. I gotta go check.
I ain't never lied to you, brother.
We're being the media right now.
I never lied to you.
Coming up, Micah Parsons unloaded on
Harrisburg
the media's coverage. Harrisburg.
Well, what'd he say?
What'd he say?
He says it about me.
Does the media? You are in the media now. Does the media really want the Cowboys to lose? Mm. That's next on Speak. Don't forget, you can check us out every day on the Fox Sports channel on Sirius XM.
I'm a love over here.
Harris Bird.
Got my number. You can call me, bro.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're in second and short. The Cowboys were blown out by the Bills on Sunday, snapping their 5-game winning streak. After the loss, Micah Parsons had a message for the media. Talk that talk.
What I understand is like everyone just waits for the Cowboys to lose. I saw multiple analysts, people who are fake analysts who somehow got jobs on TV saying, there goes your boy. Like, it's almost to the point where it's like almost sick that they're waiting for former players are waiting for other current players to fail so that way they have something to talk about.
Big Hellman in the house, Dave.
What's up,
Hellman?
Y'all? They let me get on the same side of the desk as my guy,
Dave is back.
Are you here? Yes.
I heard that.
I wonder who we're talking about.
He was saying those things.
I wonder who we're talking about.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Somebody.
Is it?
You think
it's
somebody?
You think it's talking about me?
You think it's
talking about me?
He's not talking about you.
I don't know.
Harrisburg crime? You think he's talking about me?
He's not talking about you. No.
I think so.
Well, guess what? I'm going to ask him, though.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, let's start with Dave. Dave covered the Cowboys for a long time.
I did.
Is Micah Parsons right about the media wanting the Cowboys to lose?
Micah Parsons is 100% right.
Ooh.
But let's reframe it, because I think people balk at the idea of, like, rooting for the Cowboys to lose. Maybe you're not rooting for the Cowboys to lose. People root for engagement. People root for eyeballs, maximum attention. I mean, we got bills to pay. We got we want people watching. We want people reading what we do. I write stories. I do podcasts. Cowboys losing is good for business. Why? They're the most polarizing team in American sports. It's the Cowboys, it's the Yankees, it's the Lakers. If you don't love them, you hate them. If you're not a Cowboy fan, you know a Cowboy fan. They're at your office. They're in your family. They're annoying. If you're not part of it, they're annoying. So what draws the most eyeballs? The team you don't like going down and the team with the biggest fan base being pissed off about something. So, yes, people root for it because it drives the most conversation. I'm not saying that you, Joy, hate the Cowboys. I don't think that's true. But I think the Cowboys losing is good for everybody because the fans are pissed off and the people that don't like them have something to crow about. We know the dude on there's a guy on the Four Letter Network who wears a cowboy hat after every loss. He plays it up. Got the garbage can on the set yesterday after the Cowboys lost to the Bills. Can we do where's the MVP in the trash for Jalen Hurts? We don't do that for anybody
else. We were voting, bro. We
don't. We don't do that for any other team. Mm-hmm. Where's the outrage that the Atlanta Falcons lost to the Panthers the other day? We don't do this for anybody else. That's all I'm saying. So in that regard, Micah is dead on right. There's no debate about this.
Hey, that seat be hot, too.
The Falcons are not good, and the Panthers are terrible, right? So why don't we talk about them? But hold on, let's just slow down for a second. So this is a problem with the Cowboys, right? Y'all want all the credit for everything, right? So I've watched the Cowboys have so many players that's just average or above average, get so much love, right? I won't even go to Dak, right?
You sure?
Let's say Miles Austin. Remember him?
Oh, wow, we're going way back.
Yeah, he got him a Kardashian or anything. But anyway.
Yeah.
If he didn't play for the Cowboys, we would never even talk about Miles Austin, right?
Okay.
Let me keep this.
He had a Pro Bowl season or two.
Yeah. But if Dak Prescott played for the Titans, had the same exact numbers, same exact accolades, will we talk about him? I'm asking you a question.
Right now, yeah. I mean, if the quarterback of the Titans had 28 touchdowns and six picks.
Let's take this year
five
off.
Five picks,
let's
whatever
this,
it is.
Because this year is like historical for him. He looks really, really good. So let's take this year away. Let's let last year or a year before that. We talk so much about him if he didn't play for
him. We might not talk bad about him.
When
we would
loses.
Talk about him just as much as we talk about Kirk Cousins. They the same person for real. Other than this year, they're the same.
I'm so happy.
Anyway, all I'm saying is this: a guy like Micah Parsons is a great player, right? Great player, phenomenal. I think that it helps him that he plays for the Cowboys. We hype him up even more. Right?
I feel
if Myles Garrett played for the Cowboys, you know how much credit he would...
Oh, my God. He would have won Defensive Player of the Year already.
So my thing is, as much as we want to talk about the Cowboys, everybody does it because they're a big brand, like you talked about, it's the other side of things. If you lose, we're going to talk about it. And I've been on teams when the Cowboys wasn't super great, and we didn't talk about them every block, but we still talked about them enough. So it's a gift and a curse. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody crying about that.
I completely
You worry about
that.
The media and all that. I completely and then you worry about stopping James Cook. Ooh, career day.
Talk to him.
For real, let's get real.
I mean, he's...
Come on now.
I will say this. Mm. Micah is... I can't speak to everybody in the media. I am in the media.
I've been in the media for a very long time.
A very long time. Lots of people in the media do want the Cowboys to lose.
No.
I'll speak for myself. We are on speak, and I will speak for myself. I don't want the Cowboys to lose. I don't care if the Cowboys lose. In fact, if you could all do us a favor here at Fox and make it to the Super Bowl next year when we have it,
that would be amazing. That would be really nice.
I love the Cowboys. They give us news. They give us things to talk about. When they're bad, they're fun. When they're good, they're fun. And when they're great, they're even better. It is of no consequence to me whether the Cowboys win or lose. My mother is a lifelong Cowboys fan. It's actually good for me. She's happy. She's very upset. She was very upset. She was rage texting me over that game. All right? I don't want my mom to be happy. I don't have any problem with Cowboys fans. I don't have any vendetta against them. What I will say is, if you take the media out of it, because I do think that Twitter gets kind of mushed in with the media when in fact it's just the reaction of fans. Yes, the Cowboys are a big, massive brand. And people root for the Cowboys to win, who like the Cowboys. Mm. Everybody else, which includes millions and millions and millions of people, do not want the Cowboys to win. And yes, they do in fact rejoice when the Cowboys struggle and they're happy when they lose. Particularly teams that are good year in and year out who don't get our attention because they get irritated that we talk so much about the Cowboys because the Cowboys are such a big brand and their team doesn't get attention. You think Eagles fans are happy when the Cowboys win? No! Then you can put the Giants in that and you can put Washington in that. And how about the rest of the NFC? So all of this noise gets mushed together with the media wants the Cowboys lose. Yeah, there are lots of fans that want the Cowboys to lose. Lots and lots and lots of people are not Cowboys fans. In fact, more people are not Cowboys fans than are Cowboys fans. So that noise that you hear is people rooting against the Cowboys because that's what sports is. That's what fans are supposed to do.
But I think that goes back to my point, though. And I agree with everything you just said, but the number of people pulling for the Cowboys is good for business, right?
Correct.
The number of people pulling against the Cowboys is also good for business. To go back to Shady's point, if the Cowboys were the Atlanta Falcons right now, if the Cowboys were 6-7 and just lost to lose the division lead, no matter how mediocre they are, you don't think we'd be leading every show with, does Mike McCarthy deserve to get fired? Mm. Are the Cowboys the biggest disappointment in the league?
That's a good point.
That's what we do with this team. I will say, my advice to Micah is, buddy, you're in year three. This is just the reality.
Yeah.
This is what it's always going to be with the Dallas Cowboys. They're in the NFC East. It's the king. This is the king division of the king league in terms of eyeballs, attention. This comes with it, man. I don't know what else to say, but I do think he's got a point.
And not only that, man. I mean, I ride for Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys up here. Mm. And I've said this before on the show, and Shady, you're exactly right.
You play for the Dallas Cowboys, right? You get a lot of praise when you guys do well, even when it's just an average football game, right? You get a lot of praise because the star on your helmet. You get a lot more attention than a lot of these players that are balling around the National Football League strictly because the star on your helmet, strictly because we talk about you a lot on TV. When you do bad, you are going to get the same amount of attention, if not more. Mm-hmm. That's what comes with playing with the Dallas Cowboys. It's not like the media's on you and all that. Like, you said year three. He ain't balling harder than Myles Garrett or my man T.J. Watt right now.
All right, now.
Not even Max Crosby to me. Mm. But he's getting the most attention and the most praise because the star on his helmet. Mm. So it is a blessing and a curse, right? Mm. I play for Coach Mike. I ride for Coach Mike. But Mike wasn't getting all this attention and coverage in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, and he won a chip. Mm. And he got a street named after him in Green Bay. So with the star on your helmet, you get a lot more attention. A lot of it's good when you're winning, and a lot of it is going to be bad when you're losing. And the faster Mike accepts that, the better his podcast going to be, and the better he going to be able to settle down in Dallas and say, listen, when we lose, I know it's coming.
Hey.
When we win, we're going to get this. Point blank, period. That's what comes with the star on your helmet.
And I will say this, his podcast be popping, though.
No question.
Popping, right? If Myles Garrett had a podcast, would it be as big as Michael Parsons?
No.
If
probably
he switched
not.
The teams, though,
no. Well, yeah.
It would be. You see what I'm saying? So I don't like all that, though. Like, take the good with the best. That's in life.
You know who has a really good understanding of that, in my opinion, is Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
It's a tough lesson.
I've always felt that Dak has.
Dak is great.
That's why I think Dak is so perfect for this team, mm-hmm. because he has, for the most part, handled the media and attention.
No question.
At a level that, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
He says the right thing. Mm-hmm. Almost all the time he says the right thing. He's had some moments here and there where he blames the media, but okay, I'll give you a pass over 8 years of doing that, of being the face of the biggest brands in all of sports. I think that it really does get muddled with, one, it is the Cowboys. You're going to get the most attention, and you're also going to get the most criticism. Mm-hmm. But there is this idea that people like to root against the Cowboys, and that's true. They do like to root against the Cowboys because everybody is not a Cowboys fan. Yeah.
Right.
There are people who genuinely hate the Cowboys. Do you remember when Tom Brady was winning all those Super Bowls in New England?
Yeah,
the Patriots?
In New England.
Was anyone happy about that wasn't a Patriots fan?
I ain't gonna lie, I hope they lost
every game. Every game! I had to rewire my brain when Tom Brady was in Tampa. Like, I want him to do well. Like, this is a man that I rooted against for decades, and now I want him to succeed because it is ingrained in fans and in local media to not root for teams that beat them.
The interesting part about that too, and I'm sure especially like AFC East fans are probably still sick of the Patriots, but like people aren't hanging on to that grudge 4 years later, you know, like the Patriots are down so bad.
Oh no, we love it.
Would you love it as much as if the Cowboys were going through a 3-10 season?
I don't never want the Cowboys to have a 3-10 season.
The proverbial you, like if the public, if the Cowboys
Dave,
were 3-10,
look, there's only one of this over here, so we don't have we have to come up with a different example.
That's fair.
My thing is like, and Mike is such a great player. Like, why do you care so much about what the media says, right? I, that part I understood. Like, I get it. Now, some players, depend on who says things, right? I remember when at the time, Warren Sapp, he was on TV, right? Was it Warren? Yeah, Warren Sapp. And some things he would say, like, I would care what he would say. Like, he was a great player. I love everything he did. So maybe that would, like, get, like, bother me a little bit. But some of the media is like, why do you care so much?
Where's my phone? Where's my phone? How many hours a day do you spend looking at this?
Quick story. My first year in Philadelphia, right, I was rookie. I was nothing like Westbrook. Westbrook's the starter. He leaves, goes to the 49ers. And the writer was like, oh, my God, what are they going to do now? Who's going to be the running back? LeSean McCoy has a little boy body and this and that. Blah, 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 right? It's killing me. Yeah. I was so mad. I can't wait to go to work and see this dude. When I rode up to go check him, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you said this about me? Dude had big, thick glasses. Big, thick glasses. His stomach was way over his belt. He had some crazy-looking big boots. And I'm looking at this dude like, you couldn't be Shady McCoy and for an hour.
Yeah.
Right? So after that, I never even, like, entertained the media like that. It was like, whatever.
But not only that, for me, like, when I played, I didn't have Instagram. I still don't. I only got Twitter because I'm on TV now.
I didn't have none of that. I don't know how guys
but
do it.
But you're saying this stuff on a podcast. You are, that's
media. Oh, he's the media.
You are the media.
You are the media right now. And we playing some of your media stuff right now on our show. So at the same time, man, like I say, with the star on your helmet, you get a lot of benefits. Right?
Yes, you
I'm sure Micah Parsons walk around in Dallas, Harrisburg, wherever he want, eat for free.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of benefits come with that. And you're going to get a lot of criticism. Point blank, period. Accept it. The faster he accepts it, he'll be like our guy Dak Prescott.
I do think that this particular year is very unique because the Eagles are down. Giants look terrible. Washington is down. So they at this part of the season, they're feeling really good, obviously, before this week. Dak has had an MVP-level type of year.
So, what they
so it feels like any type of criticism is really hating because they like it's so much – they want so much acknowledgement for what hasn't fully been accomplished yet.
Well, but also – really quick, go ahead.
So I don't lose my thought. I think what Micah wants and he's never going to get – is he wants us to criticize other teams like the Cowboys.
Yes.
And that's not going to happen ever, nope. Dave. You know what I'm saying?
It's
so
not fair,
if he's waiting on that, then he's always going to be saying this little stuff.
They are polarizing. Every other team has haters, but like with the Cowboys, it's fans and haters. There is no in between. It's not fair. Like I admire that Micah Parsons wants people to treat everybody that way. It's just not the reality, and that is the byproduct of this America's team thing. It's the byproduct of the owner of the team being in the headlines 5 days out of the week. It's just. Like, I'll say it one more time. It's not fair, but this is the reality of who the Cowboys are. It doesn't make him wrong,
Dave,
though. It doesn't make him wrong.
Do I hate on the Cowboys, Dave?
Yes.
You said I do?
Yes. Yes. Well, yes. I mean, one more time. Yes.
Last year, and if you think you don't.
Well, last year I did have dinner with Jerry Jones.
See, there you go.
Jerry's a businessman.
5-1-12. Is that him? I mean,
but Jerry ain't worried about the media.
Yeah, Jerry.
Jerry loved the media.
Jerry, I'm hating on the Cowboys when I ate with the owner. How's that?
That don't mean you ain't.
Yeah, those two things don't have to go together at all.
So you saying I'm a Cowboy hater? What you saying?
Yes.
So you saying that too?
100%.
Well.
Joy, yes.
You might have spent some time in Philadelphia.
Joy, yes.
My mom told me this. Son, if you're going to do something, those are the best of your ability.
And you you be hating good, too.
Let's see what we do to the best of our ability on this one. The Eagles lost their third straight game last night. Yeah. What is their biggest issue?
I'm hating that. I hate that.
I know you hate that.
Oh, that boy's a
That is
boy.
Next on Speak.
I can't believe they were saying about me.
We are in third and long, rough night for Philadelphia. The Eagles dropped their third straight game. Jalen Hurts threw 2 interceptions in the loss to the Seahawks, and he now has a career-high 17 turnovers this season. So there's a lot going on with the Eagles, a lot that we've already discussed. But Dave, Big Hellman.
Hello.
What's the Eagles' biggest issue?
Hold on, before you start. Now, do you hate on the Eagles?
Absolutely not. I keep it real. I tell it like it is about everything.
Yeah. Mr. Keep it real.
Listen, I keep it around here.
I just keep it 100.
Well, let's hear you now, Dave. Keep it real.
I've been thinking about this a lot. Here's the thing. It's hard to come up with an explanation, and the only thing I have, I'm worried the Eagles are chasing last season. You know what an amazing season looks like. Obviously, they didn't win the Super Bowl. It didn't work out. Classic game, closely contested game. But this team knows intimately what it feels like to be that good. When you're rolling over everybody, everybody's singing your praises. You win, lopsided wins in the playoffs. You're a series away from the Super Bowl. All these guys know that. And they know what's different, too. They know that the coordinators have changed. They know that the quarterback's not taking care of the ball the way that he used to. It just doesn't. And it never has, by the way. Going all the way back to the season opener, it's never looked easy for this team. Even though the record is great, it's never looked like it did last year. And what do? I'm glad we showed that highlight again. They get into the second half of this game. I heard Shady say it at the top of the show. Even though the score was close before the 6-minute mark of the fourth quarter, did you ever feel like the outcome was in doubt?
No.
It felt like the Eagles were going to grind it out. We got a sick quarterback. We're going to run the ball. We're going to get the hell out of here. If we win 17-13, that's fine because that's what we've been doing all year. Then they start doing dumb stuff like taking 50-yard shots to the end zone. Mm. Why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And the only explanation I can come up with is because that's what we were able to do last year. We were able to throw it up to AJ, and he's going to put the game away. He's going to put it out of doubt. Everybody's going to say how great we look. We're going to get the style points. We're tired of winning games by 3 and 4 points. We want to win by 14, 17, 21. They're chasing that, in my opinion at least, and it's not working.
So you're saying they're being arrogant?
Yes, or at the very least, insecure about, God, I think you said this earlier too. I hope nobody in that locker room is worried about what we're saying. But if they're not arrogant, then they're insecure about what people are saying about how good they look. Oh, what do you, so what? So what? Shady said it all year. I watch the show. Even though I'm not here, I watch the show. A win's a win, isn't it? But it sure looks like they're tired of saying that. And it bit them. All they had to do was give the damn ball to DeAndre Swift. He's averaging 4 yards per carry, and get the hell out of there.
Out the way.
And they chased style points instead, and now they've lost 3 straight. So I think they are way too busy worried about why it doesn't look as good as last year, and it's costing them this year.
That was good. I'm going to circle that part.
They rock you. There we go.
Yeah, now the last part was right. Get Swift the ball. What's the question?
What is the Eagles' biggest issue?
I think Jalen talked about it, just not be on the same page. If you really watch the way the Eagles have been playing, we haven't been consistent. We have some good drives, and then where we go, right? Mm-hmm. Look at the Niners game. Started that game off really, really well. We didn't get the points, but up and down the field. You got to finish right there. There's so many different things I can think about. Or Jalen doesn't play well the whole game. But Buffalo game, fourth quarter, overtime, he shows up. Like, we need to be consistent the whole game, defense and offense, and we haven't been doing that. But that's the one issue I do got with you, Dave. Because you say a lot of good things, right?
And you say you only have one issue with me like 10 different times. And like, this is it. Okay.
Yeah, well, we'll just keep adding on. But the thing is, because you are right? You, as far as we know what it feels like to be the best, the dominant team. But wins are wins. My issue with you is right now we're 10-4.
10-4.
Last year we were 14-4, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. You would know. You
just
know
playing totally.
Just say yes, because I'm right.
14-3, I think. Yeah.
Something like that.
Playing.
So
totally.
My thing is, we got the Giants twice.
Yeah.
And the Cardinals. Is that it? Is that left?
Yeah.
And
Giants twice and Cardinals. That's it.
Yeah.
Cardinals in between.
So we gonna beat them three, right? And
that's gonna. Can you say that for sure, right?
Oh yeah. You better not say nothing, because I will bet.
Why?
You. We bet on this show.
So don't
fix your face to be. So anyway. So last year we were 14-3.
Yes.
This year we're gonna be 14-4.
Yeah.
Or 13-4.
Something in
there. I mean.
Okay.
Hold on.
But
we get there though.
We didn't get there last night.
Listen, every team that can beat us, we can beat them.
Shady, can you sit here and say this is the same team from last year, the way they're playing football?
It's not. But the situation's the same.
No, it's not.
We're going to win the NFC East. We're going to go in the playoffs.
I'm not confident that y'all going to get that.
All right, well, we're going to find out.
I mean,
I got my checkbook. Let's take somebody.
If they went out these last 3 games, I mean, obviously the Cowboys.
Yeah, they got the tiebreaker.
No, they're in a good spot.
They'll likely still
obviously,
win.
They're in a good spot. Right,
so if you have an issue, because you said that the Eagles have an issue, I get that. But it's a great issue to have to be 13-4 going to the playoffs and winning a division.
That's a good issue. It is a good issue, but is anybody in Philly going to be satisfied by less than at least a Super Bowl appearance?
No.
And that's the problem. And that's why, even when they were winning, that's why this was a conversation
of,
you look good enough? Because here's the difference.
That's every team, though.
Here's the difference.
The Super Bowl is
not
like a video game that we all get a chance to compete for. No, it's the real
deal.
You know, this is real life.
That ain't every team, Shady.
It's about a true shot. It's about three solid teams that we say, yo, they might be a Super Bowl winner, right?
Right.
You gonna say the Niners?
Mm-hmm.
I guess y'all not. Let's leave the Eagles out of it since y'all not rocking with us.
Yeah, no.
Is it the Cowboys?
Yes.
Because they play good teams and they lose.
They
play good teams and get smoked.
I'll put the Cowboys.
They play good teams and get smoked. So
Ravens.
So the Eagles aren't a good team.
They smoked the Eagles two weeks ago.
We're
leaving the Eagles out of it.
Okay. All right.
So the Ravens. The
Niners. Cowboys.
The Dolphins. You said you and Osho said Dolphins.
I'm not a big believer in the Dolphins. Whoa.
Weeks ago,
team.
You said the Cowboys and the Dolphins in the same boat. That's what you said.
That's before Dak Prescott beat the Seahawks, because they ain't beat nobody good, and then he beat the Eagles. What you mean? The Dolphins still ain't beat a winning team.
The Seahawks is what, 7-8-6?
But then he beat the Eagles.
They're not a good team.
They still got a good team, and they ain't beat nobody good.
And then you don't believe in the Chiefs either, you said.
No.
No. So it's like about three teams. That's what I'm saying. It's about three teams that can really win a Super Bowl.
Here's the difference.
What's the difference, Dave?
You did a masterful job of glossing over three more games. Meanwhile, the Eagles have gone to overtime with the Commanders this year. Mm. They're grinding out. What?
That's a win.
Last year they were beating these teams by 28 points.
Lost Commanders last year. Yeah.
AJ's barking at guys.
They lost the Commanders last year.
Yeah, they turned the ball over four times. I'm talking week in and week out. They are losing or barely winning these games. Here, I got one for you.
We were in court, Dave.
The Eagles' point differential right now is plus 18.
Yeah.
That's on par with the 7-7 Rams and the Browns, who have had 18 different quarterbacks this season.
Hey, well,
that's the type of football they're playing.
Let's stay in the NFC East.
Yeah, Dave, he don't want to agree with you. But
the Cowboys were blown out by the Bills on Sunday, as we
mentioned
multiple times, yes. And the Eagles lost to the Seahawks last night. Both teams are 10-4, but the Cowboys currently hold a tiebreaker for the top spot in the division, currently right now. So, Shady, who you trust more right now? Cowboys or the Eagles?
Neither. The Cowboys can't beat any real good teams because they haven't really. I mean, they got the Eagles, but they're in the same division. Division games go up and down. And the Eagles, I mean, they beat some really good teams, but they lost some bad teams. Like, they should have won against the Seahawks. Seahawks not a good team. So when you ask me who got more faith in, neither of them. The lights get bright. My team, sometimes they show up, sometimes they don't. The Cowboys, I mean, well, you know they rap when the lights get bright, big game. So I can't believe in none of these guys.
James?
I gotta wait to the playoffs.
This ain't even close. And it's the Dallas Cowboys I trust more. The Dallas Cowboys consistently all season long have played way better football than the Philadelphia Eagles.
Bills.
The last time they was on the field with the Philadelphia Eagles, like Shady say, they smoked them.
Tell them, James.
Smoked them boys.
Niners.
Right? Straight up smoked them boys. The Eagles. All season long have not played good football. Now, you got all type of stuff coming out of there. Coaches going this way. New play caller. Quarterback coming out saying everybody ain't committed and all that. I am taking the Dallas Cowboys, and this ain't even close right now, of who I trust more with Philadelphia and the Cowboys.
It feels so good to be up here.
Yeah, Shady ain't keeping it real.
It feels so good to be up here.
I'm lost.
Look, okay, we don't have to say, look, Do I completely trust the Cowboys after they lost to the Bills? No. But if the choice is between these two, how's it even a tough choice?
Not.
How's it a tough choice? The Cowboys have handled business against the teams they should all year long. Yeah, they've had a couple bad moments against the best of the best.
What?
And they've beaten the hell out of the Eagles. They beat them by 20 at home. They lost by the width of my index finger on the road. Between these two, I don't even see how you say it's close. Fortunately for the Eagles, they've done enough to where I like their odds of still winning the division.
No doubt. They put
themselves in position. But if these two teams play in the playoffs, and we're at, who do you trust between these two?
Are we home or away?
Either way, I'll take the Cowboys. But at home, it's not even close.
Real quick, though. This is what I don't understand. It's not registered to me. Maybe you can help me out with this. Mm-hmm. So you said that the Cowboys beat everybody they're supposed to beat.
They slipped up against Arizona back in September.
I won't even count them. I knew that, but I didn't want to count them. But like, so when you play playoff teams, right? They played three playoff teams so far?
That sounds
Eagles.
Right.
Niners and Bills. Mm-hmm. Bills, would they not get in the playoffs?
They beat the Rams, who are technically a playoff team right now.
Oh, okay. At the time, I don't think they were. Mm-hmm. They got smoked by both of these teams, it happened.
You're not asking me if they can beat the Bills. You're asking me who I trust more between the Cowboys and the Eagles.
How can you trust them more when they get smoked by good teams?
Because they just beat the hell out of your birds like 2 weeks ago.
And that's why I can't trust them right now, because they
Jalen Hurts
great.
Has thrown 12 picks all this year. Season.
But
you picking one or two, three games from the Cowboys. The Eagles have not played their of football for 15 weeks.
What's the Eagles' best game this year?
Y'all just said that the Eagles haven't been playing well, right? Y'all just keep saying
they
that.
They haven't, Shady.
And we beat the Cowboys. Did you forget?
You just got blown out.
So time out. Shady. So hold up. We beat them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not a good team. You said the Eagles are not a good team. We beat them. And then the Bills smoked them. The Bills ain't been great all year. And then the Niners smoked them. Like, matters.
The Bills look nice right now, though. I'm just saying.
And now we have to split the same record. Is that correct?
Yes.
They do.
All right. One team beat other really, really good playoff teams. Other one didn't.
You can, like...
One team's been great on defense.
Hold on.
The other one hasn't.
Shady, you really can sit here after watching the Philadelphia Eagles these last 3 weeks. Hold on.
I'm not saying
you can sit here and say that they playing better football than the Dallas Cowboys?
I never said that. What I said
so, but you're saying that, saying you don't trust none.
Don't put words in my mouth, please.
You say you don't trust none.
Let me speak for myself. What I'm saying is I can't trust, right now, today, I can't trust neither of these guys. Because I've seen them both have highs and have lows.
Let's just say, and I think the Eagles will
probably... Y'all just didn't watch these dudes get smoked by the Bills?
I watched the 93 yard run. You didn't watch
an MVP have 64 yards in the fourth quarter? Did that not happen?
Shady McCoy.
Did you watch the Bills Shady run McCoy. Up and down the field?
Who did Jalen Hurts just get outdone by last night? Was it Josh Allen or Drew Locke? Before
this game, nobody really was knowing who James Cook was. Now the world knows every fantasy team they train. We gotta get James Cook because of the Cowboys. So what I'm saying is the Cowboys, I don't trust them.
At the expense of the Philadelphia
Eagles. And I don't trust the Eagles right now. I don't trust neither of these teams. That's why I'm saying neither of them. They like the same for real.
They're
not the same for real the way they playing on the field.
Come on, man.
And Jalen Hurts, I know you want to kill Dak, but Jalen Hurts threw two picks in the fourth quarter.
Jalen's 940 yards.
And he's not playing well.
And I don't want to get on Jalen Hurts right now. But the question is who you trust more, Eagles or Cowboys? And it ain't close.
I said
by the way they playing right now. The Eagles are playing extremely bad football. That's why change is coming. That's why the quarterback is up there at the podium talking the way he's talking. It's just bad in Philly right now. And it's bad even with our eyeballs with what we watching on the tape.
And it's sunny and nice in Dallas. I get it.
It's way more sunnier than it is in Philly right now.
Looks better.
Why? I'm being serious. Why? Because the Eagles, we beat the Chiefs. Good team. Okay. We beat the Dolphins, good team that he loves so much. And then we beat who the third one we beat? Oh, the Cowboys, we beat them, a good team. Who is the fourth one though? I'm missing. Bills. Producers, I need y'all. Come on. Bills.
Beat the Bills.
Dolphins, Chiefs, Dolphins.
Cowboys.
Nah, well, that's four right there. Yeah. We beat good four teams. The good teams y'all played, y'all got smoked.
They just beat the Eagles by 20 points.
That's why this show is so great, because everybody looks at the game totally different. Yeah, you ain't watching the game right now.
I do think it is. I don't trust the Eagles right now. You can't. They've just lost three in a row. They lost to the Niners. They got smoked by the Niners, got smoked by the Cowboys, and they just lost to a backup quarterback.
Those are facts.
Those are facts. And they don't look good while doing it. It's not like these were close games.
You don't trust the Birds.
I do not trust the Eagles.
But do you trust the Cowboys when they play a good team, a winning team?
On the road? I don't know. I don't know how you could. Why?
She said on the road, though.
I mean,
what does that mean?
I don't trust the Eagles to win.
On the road or at home? I
mean, anywhere.
What are we talking about?
That streak isn't going to continue forever.
For sure.
But yes, if we're being like practically speaking, you've also said you don't trust the Cowboys.
No.
Now I have to choose right now. Even though
he said that.
I did. I said that at the top.
No, I be listening.
This guy, I don't be listening.
I gotta keep receipts, so I gotta.
They say so much.
All right, let's assume. I think the Eagles will win the East, but let's just assume. Let's say the winner of the East will be the 2 seed behind the Niners, right?
Mm-hmm.
They play a home game against the 7 seed.
Yeah.
Say it's the Rams.
Yeah.
Who do you trust to win that game more, Dallas or Philly?
Dallas.
It's easy. Yeah. It's an easy answer.
Why though?
First of all, because they've been beating people by 40 points at home all season.
Who are they beating? Because when they play the good teams, I just showed you they lose.
They ain't got to beat good team to win the first playoff game.
When they play good winning teams, they lose. That's like the Eagles have lost some. So I'm trying to think, what's the big deal here?
That's a Dave? Big 10-4 record that you just write.
Yeah, the same record, but we beat better teams.
What I'm saying is, who's the best team in football right now?
Niners.
And they lost to 3 not good football teams. So we can't, this is stuff that's in the middle of the season. You can't be doing all that saying they lost to winning teams.
How would we like measure them if you don't do that? I look at the teams that we beat.
And they also lost to the Jets and the Cowboys.
And I look at the teams that you guys beat. You guys stomped things and mud stomped all the bad teams. Great job.
But
y'all played the good teams.
But what
the Eagles?
It was a cigar party for everybody.
But you also can say the Eagles beat the Seahawks, they beat y'all. The Cowboys beat the Jets, they beat y'all. So what's the difference?
And they beat us, we beat them. So when we knock us down, that's why I keep saying it's in the middle. It's not the Cowboys or the Eagles. It's both. I can't trust neither of these guys. Y'all should be saying the same with me.
All season long, the Cowboys have played better than
Joy,
the Philadelphia.
I'm done with these guys.
You should be done. The whole season, the Cowboys have played better football.
All I know is I cannot wait for the postseason to get here. Thank you for joining us, Dave. We appreciate it.
No, so good to be here.
Y'all make sure you check Dave out on the NFL on Fox podcast, which drops multiple episodes every week and keeps listeners up to date on every single NFL team. Coming up, the 49ers are Super Bowl contenders, but who is the most valuable 49er? Is it Brock Purdy? Is it Christian McCaffrey? Is it somebody else? That's next on Speak.
It might be Dave and James.
The Niners are the hottest team in football right now with 6 straight wins, and the combo of Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey is a big reason why. CMC currently has the 5th best odds for NFL MVP, while his quarterback has the best odds right now. TJ Hushmanzada is back with us. The MVP debate is making everybody crazy. Everybody's losing their minds about this. We all have thoughts. TJ, who is more valuable? Who is the more valuable 49er? Christian McCaffrey or Brock Purdy?
I can't even believe this is a question. It's Brock Purdy. No, like, no doubt. Because the last time we saw the 49ers in the playoffs last year, we all thought, oh, they're going to go to the Super Bowl. And who got hurt? Brock Purdy got hurt, and one, Christian McCaffrey was still in the game. Mm-hmm. They couldn't do anything against your Eagles. They couldn't do anything. Oh. And so, man, if Brock Purdy isn't in the game, that offense doesn't work the way that it should work and the way they need it to work. Christian McCaffrey is a great player, but this is probably his last chance to win an MVP, to be in the conversation. So that's why I think you see a Kittle say, I think Christian McCaffrey deserves it. Brock Purdy is going to be in the conversation, it seems, for years to come now. Mm-hmm. But if he's not on the team, the 49ers aren't the 49ers. And so it's no question, it's Brock Purdy.
Shady?
I'm next. Mm-hmm. Okay, so real quick. I think it's Christian McCaffrey for right. one. Mm-hmm. For two is, that wasn't accurate. There was no quarterbacks that are available.
Yeah.
One is Brock Purdy. Nobody was available. No quarterbacks. We took all of them out. You starting, you out. You back up, you out. Chris McCaffrey, he played quarterback that game. It's the Eagles. That's one part. The second part is, before Brock Purdy was there, do you remember what the Niners were?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What were they?
Good. They weren't this good.
I mean, NFC Championship game, they've been into that.
They won.
Super Bowl, yeah, they've been there for that.
They lost.
So when Brock Purdy been there, they've been doing this with Brock Purdy or not with Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. Now, I do think he's a good quarterback. I think he's doing well in the system, doing well with the players.
Can I cut you off real quick?
No. Okay. No, you can't. Okay. But we've seen this before. Jimmy G, who was awful. Mm-hmm. He looked solid in his offense.
Yeah.
He beat y'all, the number one seed Packers.
What did Jimmy G do when they played Packers?
And what happened?
He didn't even throw the ball.
Yeah.
And?
He didn't even throw it.
He took his team to the championship.
Yeah.
NFC and a Super Bowl. Yeah. So it's like, okay, I do think that Brock Purdy is super valuable. But to be the MVP, it's Christian McCaffrey. Now, let me tell you why. All the reasons. The dude's on pace for 2,200 yards.
Scrimmage?
2,200 scrimmage yards, bro. With 25 touchdowns. The last dude to do that, he won the MVP. You know what running back that was? LaDainian Tomlinson. You know how good he was?
Yes.
He was great. He's my top three of all time.
Yes.
And he's the only running back to ever do that.
He should.
So my thing is, when we talk about being a difference maker, being an MVP, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. 2,200 yards as a running back, 25 touchdowns. What are we talking about? We've seen Brock Purdy before. Yeah. Not even just like the stats-wise, because he's playing super good right now. He's playing phenomenal. But we've seen the Niners go through the playoffs, go through the championship. They've seen it before.
Mm-mm. If Brock Purdy was the first-round pick, he'd be the MVP, no question. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows
it. You can't dispute what I'm saying, though. The Niners, you say, what the Niners be without Brock Purdy? That's easy. You can't say that. Because the same team without Brock Purdy went to a championship game, NFC championship game. They won that. And they played a Super Bowl.
Hey, you remember the game plan that they had for Jimmy G when they played the Packers?
But the team was so good, they didn't need it. I think Brock Purdy is playing at an unbelievable level.
Yes, he
is. I don't care where he's drafted at. It doesn't matter to me. He's a great player. And he's doing an excellent job. And I think he's actually elevating this offense. That's obvious.
He's balling.
Like, what Shanahan has done with a lot of players is facts, including Jimmy G.
Yes.
And what this team has done without Brock Purdy is facts, because it happened. So we can't argue about stuff that's already happened. And that was this team and this system and Kyle Shanahan and a bunch of great players. Multiple things can be true. Brock Purdy can be playing at an unbelievably high level and is running his offense better than it's ever been run. And he can be the 4th best player on his side of the ball on a team that is defense first. And the reason that we know that is because the head coach said that, because the defensive coach said that, because everybody else said that. We have, unfortunately for this debate, a 3-game stretch where we got to see what Brock Purdy was capable of. What is value? That's the question that we get caught up in. He was dealing with multiple injuries, right? What did they do in those 3 games? L. Then what happened?
They know.
Another L. Then what happened?
Another
L.
Yeah.
And it's not that Brock Purdy was supposed to overcome all that. You
does that even make our point even better, that when he didn't play well, they couldn't win? Does that make the point even better?
Well, she didn't say what else. They didn't have a lot of players, so they were hurt.
Yeah, no,
But they had Christian McCaffrey.
I have a different list. I have a different answer. Because I don't think it's Christian McCaffrey. I don't. I think it's Trent Williams, and then it's Debo Samuel.
Yeah.
Because we're not even talking about Debo. We're not even talking about all those yacht yards.
They didn't put him in there. I put Debo first. Debo's like that.
Trent Williams, Debo, Christian McCaffrey, the defense, and then Brock Purdy. And that's not shade to Brock Purdy. This is factual. We watched this happen. Not for one game. One game, okay, whatever. Like, people can lose a game. Yeah. Not two games. Three games when you didn't have your dogs. You couldn't get it done. And when we were doing that, we weren't blaming Brock Purdy. Remember? Who were we blaming?
The defense.
The defense. You know who else was blaming the defense?
Who was that?
The head coach, Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, he did.
He was blaming the defense.
That's true.
Everyone was talking about this as a defense first team. So it's not a knock on Brock Purdy to say that he plays on a great team with a great system, and he is playing at the highest level that we've seen in this system.
God bless
him. But we saw the evidence of it. And I don't think it's a small thing that George Kittle said at CMC. George Kittle. Now, you can say, Joy don't know football, whatever. Okay, cute. That's fine. I don't know nothing about football. Does George Kittle know anything
George
about football? Does
yeah.
he play on that team?
Yes, he does.
Was he playing on that team?
He's a starter.
Before
he was there?
Brock Purdy was there?
That's true.
He's a big-time member. He knows a thing or two about football, right? A
lot of things.
He said, I'd vote for Christian. If you want to make a best quarterback award, make a best quarterback award. Let's keep the MVP for the most valuable player. Now, Brock Purdy saying he's not the MVP.
I love Kittle, man.
That's fine. Of course, he's going to say he's not the MVP. He's going to say the right thing, and he said it's CMC. That's fine. Shanahan also said, I wouldn't want to be in the position to have to pick between CMC and Brock Purdy.
Well, again,
I think it's Trent Williams and then so on and so forth. Yeah. But if the head coach is saying that, George Kittle is saying that, and when things were bad, we weren't blaming you, how can you then be that?
Yeah. I just want to ask James a question, right?
Okay.
You're next.
Yeah.
So if you had to just pick player by player, right? Let's say you're a team about to start your own team or owner. Mm-hmm. Right? You had to pick from the Niners team.
Yeah.
What pick you think Brock Purdy would go? Serious question, though. Because he wouldn't be first.
If I had to start a franchise?
Yeah. Or if you're a team, you could just pick players from the Niners. Yo, I want to get him.
After what we've seen, how they play?
No, but it depends how good my quarterback is at the spot I am. But, yes, I get the question you're saying. I'm going to go in that order. I'll probably go Debo. I'll probably go Trent. I'll probably go McCaffrey. Then I'll probably go Purdy, right? But in this situation right here, we're talking MVP, most valuable player, especially to the San Francisco 49ers. My humble opinion, you take out Christian McCaffrey, they win. You get by with that.
Okay.
Because you have Debo Samuels you can put back there at running back. You have already got Mitchell behind him. There's so many things that Kyle Shanahan can do with his quarterback there to get creative to win, right? We've seen Debo out and Trent Williams out and McCaffrey and Purdy in the game, and they took losses together.
Who looked worse, though?
Purdy did. But if you take Purdy off of this team, even with Debo out there and Christian out there, I don't think this team is as good as they are. I don't think Brock Purdy gets as much credit, and I was one of them ones. I ain't going to lie. I was one of them ones that he got so much around. Dude makes a lot of off-scripted plays.
He does. He's a good player.
I'm not saying he's a good player.
But I think when you talk about, like, the Jimmy G's and all that, the guys that had success. Because you talked about them winning and going to the Super Bowl. Jimmy never made some of the plays that Brock Purdy's making.
Never.
You know what I'm saying?
He didn't. Jimmy's not as good as Brock Purdy. Let's get that straight. I think Brock Purdy's a phenomenal player. I think he's good.
Thank you.
But what I'm saying is, when you talk about the most valuable player on the team, it's like, yo, they've went farther places when he wasn't the quarterback. And I look at the offense now. The offense is better with McCaffrey. And something that she said that I love is like, yo, this is not my words or her words or the stats. It's what the players on the team is saying.
But they went these other places without McCaffrey too, though.
Bro, so if we're on a team together, right? Y'all both wide receivers, I'm the running back. And let's say, I don't know, Mahomes is the quarterback. And they saying, yo, I don't know, dog. James and TJ be killing it. But, bro, the Warriors are going to Shady. That don't mean nothing to y'all? We watch the same tape. We in the same room.
I truly believe because Kittle knows.
So
McCaffrey's not going to get many chances to be in the MVP conversation. Brock Purdy.
How we know that?
If you take Purdy off the 49ers, are they going to the Super Bowl?
No.
If you take Christian McCaffrey off, they still have a chance.
If Brock Purdy's not on the team, they definitely going to the NFC Championship game.
No.
No chance.
They've been doing it for the last couple years.
No chance.
What? All right. That's, see, now you can put some more respect on him, who he is.
You guys talk about the three games where he played bad. You tell me one quarterback that has played 17 games.
Why are these two young
Thank
black
you for
brothers
saying that.
Saying
Thank you for
that
saying
happen.
That, TJ. Nobody has been great all season long. So when it comes to this MVP conversation, let's just settle it right now. They're going to give it to the best quarterback on
Always.
The best team.
Right.
And then we don't need to talk about the MVP no more, because it isn't really about the most valuable player. It's not about the best player or the most valuable player. It's about the best quarterback on the best team. And we need to stop calling it the MVP and just call it the best quarterback award, because that's what it's become, because it's impossible to add any nuance to it without everyone freaking out. Brock Purdy is having an unbelievable season. He's playing at an incredible level, and it's taking away, actually, I think, from how good Brock Purdy is playing have the conversation about it. Because he's not the best player on his side of the ball on a team that has to go by the way the defense goes. Not because I think so. That's because Kyle Shanahan said so. He knows more about football than me. I submit. He's the one that told us, because he said, we losing it. Look over here. It's his fault. It's Steve Wilkes' fault. It's over there. It's not my fault. It's y'all's fault.
They won. Defense got good. They won. Truth.
Yeah, but the quarterback been balling too, though.
One does not negate the other.
And that's all. But it sounds like in our argument, that's kind of.
That's because we all yell it.
I just don't want to take away from Purdy.
I don't want to either. But I'm saying the Niners, without Purdy,
they go hand in hand.
They went far as hell, though. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Over and over again. But he is a really, really good quarterback.
Listen, we was arguing before. Now we got to talk about Justin Fields. So the Bears have the number one pick in the draft right now. But they still have Justin Fields.
Yeah.
So is it a good idea to keep him? That's next on Speak. You don't want to miss this one.
Do I hate on the Bears or no?
You hate on Justin Fields.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to try to see who I hate on.
You do. I'll tell you the truth.
We're in overtime. Justin Fields is the quarterback for the 5-9 Bears, but they currently have the top pick in the draft, which could bring them USC standout Caleb Williams. But wide receiver Darnell Mooney says Fields is the quarterback of the future for the Bears. James, you know how you feel about Justin Fields. Is it a good idea for the Bears to keep Justin Fields?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Absolutely. Justin Fields, especially these last 7 weeks, and even the last 17 games Justin Fields has played football, Justin Fields has been playing lights out. And yes, I'm not saying that they just winning all these games and all that, but the plays that we see him making is superstar plays in the league.
Well, you said he's playing lights out.
I'm just
like the stadium lights are out and the
stadium lights is out, and all you see is Justin Fields.
The can't cut the ball
on the field. But no, I mean, lights out is just me saying the kid has been playing extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm the Chicago Bears right now, and this kid is getting better and better and better each week he takes the football field, and we see that with our eyeballs by the way he is playing. Use them first-round picks on something else to build your football team and ride with Justin Fields at the quarterback spot. I am looking at Jordan Love. I am looking at Jared Goff. And I'm looking at the Minnesota Vikings to I don't know who's going to happen. Is Kirk Cousins coming off Achilles? Where are they going at the quarterback spot? I believe Justin Fields is the best quarterback in that division, especially when you're talking about talent-wise. And with extra first-round picks around him and whatever you do in free agency, I think this is a team with Justin Fields that has a chance to win the division. And as a Packer, that hurts me to say, but I think that they can get that done if you build around Justin Fields. I think he's that type of talent and that type player.
The smart business move is to draft Caleb Williams, get him on a rookie contract, and build around him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to keep Justin Fields.
Thank you, sir.
Because you trade that and you accumulate picks. And let Justin Fields play. If he want to run a ball, if he can give you 8 years, give him 8 years. The problem is the Bears are going to draft Caleb Williams. Because if Caleb Williams turns out to be that guy and they don't draft him, they all getting fired.
Of course.
And so they're not going to risk their jobs. But if you can accumulate picks to better your team, then that's what you should do. But the smart move is to draft Caleb Williams just because of the rookie contract, build your team.
So those,
you're the GM.
Let's say they get three picks for that pick, right? Let's get three first-round picks. Those three first-round picks are going to be the difference maker between what the Bears are now and them being a 8-9-win team.
The whole because I'm a believer in Justin Fields, and I think he'll make a difference in the game at the quarterback spot with those people around him.
You guys talk about watching so much tape, and you watch these games. What tells y'all this?
Because I see Justin Fields have really good moments. Mm-hmm. And then I see him just be his regular self. Is what is he, 8-27 as a starter? This year he's 3-7. He's averaging 195 yards a game. That's like 23rd in the NFL. I mean, like, what tells y'all this?
What tells me this
because every time I watch him have a really good game, at the end of the game, he loses the game for a
Shady, how, I don't know how old you are. When the last quarterback you see do anything in Chicago?
He's in that ballpark. He's one of them. He's one of the guys you're talking about. What makes y'all feel like he's so good? I see what the wide receivers say. I've never seen a wide receiver as a starter, especially number one, say, yo, my quarterback sucks. I've never seen that.
I'm just saying,
Have y'all seen that before? I've never seen that.
Never.
Okay, so they're not going to talk bad about the quarterback.
They're going to support
him. So my thing is, when I watch him play, what tells you he's the guy for the Bears? He don't win, right? I don't see no growth. It's the same dude. He plays awful, right? And then he has good moments where it's like, man, look at all that talent. We got to keep him. Every time he does every year.
Yeah, see, I'm different than you because I do see growth. And when
where?
I at the quarterback spot.
That's what we're talking about.
But throwing the football in the pocket. Throwing the football outside the pocket. I see growth.
You see growth. You see moments.
I see growth.
All right, bro.
The last couple games that he has played is growth consistency, right? The Justin Fields we used to seeing is 3-4 picks here, 3-4 picks there.
He's growing. He's better than he was then.
And that's growth.
He's 8-27.
No, he's not.
He has the worst win percentage in the NFL since the 1970 season.
No, he don't.
Amongst all quarterbacks with at least 35 starts. That's a total of 209 quarterbacks. I think there were some other bad teams in that. I'm a guess. I can't factually say because I don't have the whole list, but I'm a guess.
Caleb Williams
Lakers waved a championship banner last night, but it was for the in-season tournament. We have some thoughts on this. And TJ's a big Lakers fan, so we got to get his thoughts on this next.
Talking about Caleb Williams. Like, y'all serious?
Give me Justin Fields.
Hey, Shady.
How many yards you finish up with?
The Lakers unveiled their in-season tournament championship banner last night before their loss to the Knicks. It's right up there in the rafters with their 17 NBA championship banners.
It was like little and cute, wasn't it?
You're the Lakers fan in the group. You okay with them raising an in-season tournament banner?
Absolutely. It's the first one. Now, if it was a second, third, or fourth one, fourth season of the in-season, of course not, but it's the first one. Now, I know we're the Lakers. We not the Clippers. So if they would have won, you know, their banner would have been huge.
Well, parade, right?
Parade. But it's the first one. So, yes, you acknowledge that. You have to.
I don't.
At least they made it different, too. It don't look
different. Yeah, like it looks different.
It's a little cute, though. Oh, yeah. Like a little.
You know. I think it's fun. And, you know, the NBA wants to continue the momentum of it. And I actually think it was a big success. Yeah. The only way that this goes badly is this the highlight of your season?
No.
That's what
we hope not.
That's what you don't want. If it ends up being the highlight of your season, it's not going to have the same allure. Shady, you okay with it?
I mean, I like when the Lakers are doing well. It's good for basketball. Yeah. But I got to be honest. Y'all the Lakers. Y'all LeBron James. Yeah. Y'all don't need to hang that banner up. They got 17 of them. If it was the Timberwolves, I would love it. Yeah. Right? Because they cry to make the in-game tournament. They crying about something like that. But y'all the Lakers, though. Y'all put the banner up? That's a little crazy.
It's the first one.
So real quick, did they pop bottles and get the rings?
They pop bottles. Yeah. I don't know if they got rings, but they pop bottles, though. They had goggles on.
You with
the
Lakers.
They got that 500K.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that part.
Yeah.
It's the Lakers, though.
Yeah.
The Lakers. Just remember that. The Lakers.
But the Lakers fans know that when they look up there at the mother ones, that one different. Yeah. All right, so we all.
It did make it distinctly.
But I don't mind it because, I mean, we competitors. When they say, hey, it's a tournament. All right. You're the best when you come up out of this tournament. They want it. So, you know, kudos to them. I don't mind it because they different.
Coming up, Ja Morant is back.
Yeah.
After a 25-game suspension, what are expectations for the Grizzlies star?
Let's go.
That is next on Speak.
Let's go. Come on, blazing two tonight. Threes.
Who they got?
Ja Morant is back tonight for the Grizzlies after serving a 25-game suspension. LeBron James tweeted, welcome back. Kobe.
Baby. Bring Ja back. Oh, bring my boy back.
Shady, what are your expectations for Ja tonight?
Ja Morant, player. Bring my boy back. He served his time off the court. Now bring him back on the court.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm very excited to see Ja back.
Yeah,
NBA,
I like that.
The NBA need Ja.
Ja, yes,
the Memphis Grizzlies need Ja.
Yeah, Memphis it's a point in my city.
Team ain't been doing good neither.
Yes.
They need Ja.
He is. I'm very excited to see him back out there. Who wins?
Like
who wins in one-on-one with y'all?
I like Zion and the Pelicans.
Ooh, I mean, who?
He's too old and he's too big and strong. He'd be like,
I will go to work. Like,
I can shoot. We gonna hoop and we gonna see.
Please,
I can hoop.
Like ASAP,
though.
Like ASAP.
Let's go to a gym and get on the court. And then we can answer all the questions.
You too stiff. So.
Whatever you want to think, bro.
Come on, let's go to the gym.
Everybody.
Too old.
Think, huh?
I'm too old.
That's it for us.
Wow.
We will see you tomorrow. Welcome back, Ja.
I'm like Ja, though.